Coaches, for episode 200 of the Culture Builders podcast, I want to touch on something and talk about a topic that is extremely important to me, that has affected my life. And over the last couple months, since COVID hit and our lives have been altered in many different ways, starting to see this issue come to the forefront yet again. And that's the topic of mental health. And coaches, I've been reading articles, I've been talking to different leaders, different coaches, friends of mine, and something has become obviously clear over the last couple months is that people are struggling. And many people, especially coaches and leaders that I talk to, are suffering in silence. And coaches, my biggest plea to you right now is, if you're struggling with anxiety or depression or just feeling down, please don't suffer in silence. Please reach out, talk to somebody, whether it's your spouse, a friend, a counselor, a third party, you know, somebody to reach out and talk. This came to the forefront in my own life in the last few days where it just hit me as I reflected. A fellow leader who I respect has had an influence on my life in many ways, committed suicide, and it hurts. You have tons of questions when something like that happens. And then just thinking through the last 3 or 4 years, numerous people that I've either been associated with through school, work, past relationships, leaders from afar who have influenced me through their writings, people I graduated with, you know, in the past, have been affected in such a drastic way that they decide to take their own life. And sometimes I wonder if some of these leaders, some of these people that I knew, just felt like they had nowhere to go. They had nobody to turn to. They didn't want people to know they were hurting or dealing with this or struggling in any way. And rather than opening up and talking about it, decided to do something drastic. And coaches, I'm noticing in the conversations that I'm having over the last few weeks that our natural rhythms, our pace of life has changed, and there's so many positives that come from that, but it's also presenting different challenges, and it's exposing maybe some of the darker side, some of the things we struggle with as coaches. And so coaches, really just, I plead, put it out there, throw it there, please don't suffer in silence. If you're anxious, text somebody, call somebody, reach out. You know, you can reach out to me on Twitter at Coach Soudan. We're focusing on this theme of mental health this month at Thrive On Challenge as an upcoming podcast with the author of What Made Maddie Run. Be sure to check that out. There will be some articles dealing with this issue coming out on the weekly newsletter, and I hope to just keep talking about it here on this podcast. But the biggest thing today I want to get across, coaches, is please don't suffer in silence. Please reach out, whether it's just a text or a call, just to somebody. And this is one of the big things we talk about, our mentorship program at Thrive On Challenge, that has helped me a ton, is just providing me with a relationship for me to reach out when I'm not okay. And if we're honest, all of us are not okay all the time. And we all need somebody to be able to talk to, confide in, vent to, whatever it is. So coaches, please don't suffer in silence. Please reach out if you're struggling in any way. So coaches, that was Culture Builders 200. Thank you for listening. Hard to believe we're 200 episodes in. Appreciate the support and look forward to hearing from you. Reach out at Coach Soudan on Twitter and check us out at thriveonchallenge.com.